Hello. Welcome to this week's edition of the Africa Climate Conversations Weekly Podcast. I'm your host, Sophie Mbogwa. Last week, we started on a series looking into how climate change impacts our mental health. In case you're just joining us, you're not late. We started looking into how the weather and climate has changed in East Africa for the last 10 years and the impacts this has had on different sectors. To listen to that episode, please go to www.africaclimateconversations.com under podcast, or find us on Apple Podcasts, Google, Spotify, or any other channel you access your podcast from. Remember, this conversation has been made possible by a grant from the International Women's Media Foundation's Howard Jibafe Fund for Women Journalists. This week, I'm delighted to have a counseling psychologist and meteorologist who will tell us if there is any relationship at all between mental health and climate impacts. But before we delve into the nitty-gritties, first, an introduction.
My name is Dr. Pamela Kaiduru. Mm-hmm. I work for the Kenya Met Department as a meteorologist. Mm-hmm. Besides, also a trained counseling psychologist, mm-hmm. handling mental health issues,
okay,
and relating climate and the social issues.
Okay.
Yes.
Karibu sana, Dr. Kaiduru. So how does the changing weather and climate impact our mental health?
Of course, the effects are there. Mm-hmm. The climate change may not cause mental health issues, mm-hmm. but in terms of impact, mm-hmm. and the related issues, mm-hmm. of course, human beings are affected by climate change.
Yeah.
In all ways, mm-hmm. that would include also their mental health issues, mm-hmm. yes, arising because of the impacts of climate change. Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's a very little understanding in terms of how climate change impacts are related mm-hmm. to mental health issues. As a psychologist, I want from your perspective to expound, you know, when we are talking about climate change impacts mm-hmm. On mental health, how does climate change impact mental health?
Okay. A human being is a complex being, eh? Mm-hmm. and lives in the environment. Mm-hmm. The same environment is changing. Mm-hmm. And the change that is occasioned by climate change mm-hmm. As the climate is changing, mm-hmm. the social well-being of the person is also affected, even as the physical well-being is affected. Mm-hmm. When we talk about climate change, mm-hmm. We are looking especially at the climate-related disasters. Mm-hmm. We're looking at droughts. We are looking at floods. Mm-hmm. We are looking at the increase in temperatures, various aspects of climate change, mm-hmm. isn't it? Mm-hmm. So all these things, the person is in within the environment mm-hmm. where these changes are occurring.
Sure.
Now, depending on the vulnerability and the preparedness of this person, mm-hmm. then the impact will differ from either individual to individual or society mm-hmm. or certain population. Because mm-hmm. When you bring in the aspect of prepared, how are these people prepared mm-hmm. dealing with the climate change. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Let's take a situation of a flood. Mm-hmm. If there was early warning about the flood mm-hmm. and the people in that locality were prepared, mm-hmm. they knew that there was a likelihood of floods, isn't it?
Yeah, sure.
The severity of it was made clear to them. Mm-hmm. The likely impact were made clear to them. Mm-hmm. Then they were told the necessary actions to take mm-hmm. to reduce loss of lives and property mm-hmm. and the livelihood. Mm-hmm. Then the people have already taken that action that was guided, informed mm-hmm. by the climate information.
Sure.
Then this person becomes less vulnerable, isn't it? Mm-hmm. So then they are, because of that preparedness, mm-hmm. the effect to them will differ from somebody else who was not as prepared, mm. who either didn't have that climate information, mm-hmm. therefore didn't take the necessary measures mm. to protect self and protect what their livelihoods. Mm. therefore they will deal, they will react differently.
Okay.
You see, it's about this issue that has hazard, the hazard that has come, that is climate related, isn't it? Then when this hazard comes, what does this person think about it? There is a flood. Have they been prepared maybe to harness that hazard, or have they been prepared to deal with the outcome of this? If this person is well prepared, they are mentally ready to deal with the impact. Isn't it?
Yeah.
There for me, the person is, doesn't feel burned as it were. You know, it's about what the person thinks about this event, what it makes them feel, and therefore the resultant behavior. If one feels hopeless, helpless, frustrated, because of the drought, because of the flood that has occurred in their area, therefore, it means their feelings are affected, isn't it?
Sure.
And therefore, their behavior will be different depending on what they think, and therefore what it makes them feel about this drought. This is a situation where there are frequent droughts, because today there are frequent droughts because of the climate change, isn't it?
Yes.
Before the population recovers from one drought, another is coming. They have not healed from the fact that they lost their property, they lost their livelihood, the crops that they planted is drying. Therefore, besides losing the crop, they lost the seed. Therefore, they are not even able to take care of the normal things like education, health, just the normal living. This person already feels hopeless. If this is repeated over and over, it could resort to a post-traumatic stress disorder. It leads to issues that are anxiety disorder. You see? It could also trigger an underlying mental health. One could be having a mental disorder, but because of this frequency of or the accident that they are facing, therefore it is triggering that. Then, of course, one feels, they don't belong.
Yeah.
So their mental health is already affected. And remember, most people are not, when we talk about mental health, many people are not aware of issues of mental health.
Yeah.
So even this person who is affected doesn't know actually they have a mental health issue. So they also don't even seek help. Because if they are able to seek help earlier, then this will be identified and treated. And then they will be taught coping mechanism, so they will be more resilient. They will be able to take the necessary action. Therefore, this disaster doesn't become as a bad issue to them as it was. So it depends on the vulnerability and the preparedness of the person or the population. It often depends. When you look at the issue of people who this has happened over and over, they are already aware, like the elderly people are aware. At a time like now, when we see the signs that we are seeing, probably won't get enough rain, isn't it?
Yeah.
So they know what to do. But imagine a young farmer who doesn't have that experience of history and doesn't have climate information with them. Therefore, they go ahead and do their investment, and the investment fails. What does this make the person feel? Hopeless. They have maybe a loan to pay. They cannot meet their livelihoods. They cannot be able to support their family. They cannot be able to treat themselves. You see? Therefore, mentally, they become unstable. And if maybe they have an underlying mental disorder that it probably is not even identified, it will be made worse by the fact that there is this hazard, isn't it? When we look at in the population, we see that when this happens, it makes some people resort even to substance use. I have lost my property over and over to climate-related hazards. therefore I feel hopeless.
Yeah.
What else do I resort to? Some people drugs. Resort to substance use.
Mm.
Therefore, then you find substance-related disorders also
mm-hmm.
developing.
Mm.
You find people becoming very irritable.
Yeah.
Therefore, conflict resort.
Mm-hmm.
A population that is very irritable because of this advanced weather.
Mm.
And they are always feeling like they are disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm.
Probably the neighborhood, they are hearing there is enough rain. Or even seeing that these people have harvested better.
Mm-hmm.
As here, because of our climatology, we are not able to harvest because what has happened.
Yeah.
So you see, it brings also conflict.
Mm.
These conflicts that are climate related, like because of pasture.
Mm.
Then treated,
mm-hmm.
they are affecting their mental wellness.
And does it, in terms of impact, also things to do with violence at home, domestic violence? Contribute to that?
Yes, it would be not only domestic,
mm-hmm.
it can even be community violence,
mm-hmm.
where you find some people and you hear that some people are very, it's a very volatile society.
Mm-hmm.
Because a little thing that is done because of what they are already feeling helpless, hopeless, and maybe with the post-traumatic stress disorder,
mm-hmm.
a little irritation triggers violence.
Mm-hmm.
Not only even at the family level, even at the community level.
Mm.
Yes, why are these people more endured than her?
Mm.
When asked, this situation is as it is.
Mm.
Yes.
Pamela, when I was researching on this particular topic, I noticed that mental health is and climate change is one of the least studied, basically, links that are made between
yes.
to mental health. And you find, like in Kenya, you find that the National Mental Health Task Force released the report last year in 2020, identified that droughts and flooding are among the things that are associated with rising depression, suicide, post-traumatic disorders, and even substance use in Kenya. And yeah. then their report shows that out of, you know, at least 25% of outpatients and 40% of all inpatients in different health facilities had a mental illness. But then you find, as much as there's such a huge, because like you find in Kenya, there's a huge burden of mental health. But then why is it that it's very least studied?
There may not be one answer to the why it is less studied.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, psychology is almost like a new profession in the country.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at it, is that we don't have the critical mass,
mm-hmm.
even at the community level, isn't it?
Mm.
So being a new profession,
mm-hmm.
that link has not been well identified because there are not many studies that are informing that.
Mm-hmm.
But now it is emerging an area that mm-hmm. requires research in many, many ways.
Mm-hmm.
In many ways. Looking at it from a causal level, mm-hmm. does it cause? Or does it, is it because of the result
mm-hmm.
of the climate change? Isn't
mm-hmm.
it?
Mm-hmm.
So this is an area, as you say, that is research is not very well established
mm-hmm.
to create this link.
Mm-hmm.
But I can tell you, if you go to the universities in the next few years,
mm-hmm.
there will be a lot of studies mm-hmm. to indicate that
mm-hmm.
because it is an emerging area of interest.
Okay.
Not only because of the increase in the disasters,
mm-hmm.
but also because of the impact that are resulting from those climate-related disasters.
Mm.
Not only at individual level, but at community level and at country level and regional level.
Mm.
So always research is directed by a need.
Mm.
Now that the need has been identified,
mm-hmm.
there will be more in-depth research
yeah.
to bring out this link.
And looking into the Kenyan case, you find that one out of every four Kenyans suffer from a mental health illness.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to mention that natural diseases are part of other causes that are attributed to the rising mental illness burden in Kenya.
Mm-hmm.
But we are seeing natural disasters like flooding becoming prevalent. And in some counties, communities are struggling with disasters interchanging between flooding and drought.
Yeah.
You know, and this is not giving communities enough time to recover. Now, as a psychologist, mm-hmm. would you say the society is knowledgeable and conscious of our mental well-being?
Sophie, I can say in terms of mental illness, mm-hmm. you see the severity is what differs.
Mm-hmm.
and the awareness of mental health at the community level.
Mm.
Because when you talk to a person out there, when you even if you tell them please go for a checkup,
mm.
because it seems something is not right,
mm.
they will tell you, me, I'm not a mad person.
Yeah,
why are you saying I should go for
mm-hmm.
a check? You
mm-hmm.
see,
mm-hmm.
so first of all, it is not well understood.
Mm-hmm.
So once it is well understood, then it will be related. People will be able to find out what is it.
Yeah.
Actually, mental health is not about one getting completely extreme.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the severity. We have mild, we have moderate, we have severe mental health illnesses, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? We do that on that continuum.
Mm-hmm.
So for the mild, oftentimes people will look at it as if it is the normal. I mean,
mm-hmm.
it is normal. This is how this person is.
Mm-hmm.
This is how this society is.
Mm-hmm.
So, first of all, the diagnosis is a big challenge.
Mm.
And it's simply because of lack of awareness.
Yeah.
And also the stigma related to mental health issues.
Mm. Mm.
The stigma also is one of the aspects that makes even identification not be as good as it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
So that one is saying, our person cannot be like this.
Sure.
It cannot be something to do with the mental health. So we continue treating physical illness
mm-hmm.
when it is actually a mental health issue that is causing the pains
mm.
and the disorder that one is having, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? So as you say, things are not getting better
mm-hmm.
because we are going from one issue to another. COVID-19 has come in.
Yeah.
It has triggered a lot of mental health issues.
Mm.
COVID-19 has caused loss of livelihoods,
mm.
isn't it?
Yeah.
The performance at the family level in terms of resources is minimal.
Mm.
Therefore, and you see, like when the focus indicates like a la Nina that is focused, isn't
yeah.
it?
Mm.
It will actually complicate the matter for the population,
mm.
isn't it?
Mm.
But how many people will try to find out, where am I mentally because of what has happened?
Mm-hmm.
We will find many people going to hospital because they have headaches.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody going to hospital because their back is aching, because I'm diarrheaing.
Mm-hmm.
But all these things, when you if you are able to get this person to do a psychological assessment,
mm-hmm.
it will be established that these physical symptoms that are being seen
mm-hmm.
are actually linked to what this person is thinking
yeah.
about the situation that they find themselves in.
Mm.
And therefore, it is a mental health issue.
It's very interesting you mentioned that, because I was actually going to ask you in terms of what do we need to look out for, because you find that disasters are happening more often. And also yes. there's a lot of uncertainty, because every year WMO keeps saying this is the hottest year on record, 2019-2020. So it's mm-hmm. like we're yet to see the hottest year. Basically, every year becomes the hottest year yet. When you find mm-hmm. winters are becoming too cold, mm-hmm. you find summers are becoming too hot, and there's mm-hmm. that level of uncertainty of unknown. Mm-hmm. What do we need? What are some symptoms or specific issues that I look at and I'm like, probably I could go to the hospital and say, you know what, I need to see a psychiatrist, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In terms of mental health issues,
mm-hmm.
What to look out for is the mood of the person.
Mm-hmm.
Are you sad? Are you getting sad because of what is happening?
Mm-hmm.
And is it taking that long? Are you persistently having this sadness?
Mm-hmm.
Irritability.
Mm-hmm.
A small thing irritates you.
Mm-hmm.
Irritability is something to look out for.
Mm-hmm.
You find somebody, you have come from work, but even the very feeling of feeling to be part of in the family, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that the child does, or the house help, or the person next to you, you get so irritable.
Mm-hmm.
Fear. There's this fear of oftentimes even you don't know where it is coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Generally feeling fearful.
Mm-hmm.
Changing in sleep patterns.
Mm-hmm.
You find people are developing situations where they are either not sleeping well.
Mm-hmm.
Or even sleeping too much,
mm-hmm.
or no sleep at all.
Mm-hmm.
A change in eating pattern.
Mm-hmm.
you find the eating patterns are suddenly changing.
Mm-hmm.
You see?
Mm-hmm.
The behavior
mm-hmm.
of this person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so all these are things that we really need to, even at an individual level.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you are told, first of all, assess yourself.
Yeah.
Take time to feel yourself. Mm-hmm. What am I thinking? So if you can be able to pick what you are thinking, then you will be able to tell yourself this feeling of fear is emerging from this thought process.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And what is causing me to think like this?
Mm-hmm.
Is it because it is a new planting season?
Mm-hmm.
And when I look at the clouds, or when I listen to the radio to get the climate information, they are already saying there is a La Nina coming.
Mm-hmm.
So when you can be able to link it that way,
mm-hmm.
then we can have a people who are able to cope with the situation.
Yeah.
And therefore, awareness needs to be created.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a lot of awareness needs to be created
mm-hmm.
so that people can really be able to understand.
Exactly.
And yes, and also we also need to really have an increase in the numbers of people who can be able to work or engage with the communities so that they can be able to tell them this is what is happening.
Mm. All right, Pamela, thank you so much. Unfortunately, that's all we had time for today. I sincerely appreciate you taking some time on this call. And thank you so much for taking us through how climate relates to mental health and basically what we need to do.
Thank you, Sophie. Thank you for the opportunity.
All right, thank you. Remember to send your questions, suggestions, and contributions to info@africaclimateconversations.com. Please subscribe to the Africa Climate Conversations podcast on our website, www.africaclimateconversations.com, so you don't miss out on a single episode. You can also find us and subscribe on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any other channel you access your podcasts from. Also follow us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram as Africa Climate Conversations. Remember, this conversation has been made possible by a grant from the International Women's Media Foundation's Howard G. Buffet Fund for Women Journalists. Until next week on Tuesday, Kwaheri. My name is Sophie Bogwa.